Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Where Have All the Leaders Gone? Is a 2007 business and leadership book by Lee Iacocca with Catherine Whitney. It is less a conventional management manual than a forceful critique of public and corporate leadership in the United States. Drawing on Iacocca's long career in the auto industry and his reputation as a blunt, high-profile executive, the book asks why capable leadership seems so hard to find in moments of national and organizational pressure. Its central concern is not abstract theory, but practical judgment, what leaders owe the people they serve, and what happens when they become complacent. The book argues that effective leadership requires more than credentials or polish. It depends on character, courage, communication, common sense, and especially the ability to act decisively under crisis. Because of its candid tone and political criticism, the book reads as both a memoir-like reflection and a public warning about leadership standards. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Iacocca's critique of complacency and the fat and satisfied mentality. A major theme of the book is Iacocca's warning against leaders who become comfortable with their position and stop pushing for improvement. He describes this as the fat and satisfied mentality, meaning a habit of preserving the status quo instead of confronting hard problems. This idea matters because the book treats complacency as a leadership failure, not a harmless weakness. In Iacocca's view, leaders who are too pleased with their own security lose the urgency required to solve institutional decline, economic pressure, or public distrust. The point is not simply to work harder, but to remain restless enough to challenge assumptions and recognize danger early. That perspective gives the book its critical edge. Leadership is measured by responsiveness, not self-congratulation. By framing complacency as a systemic problem, Iacocca connects personal attitude to larger social and business outcomes, suggesting that organizations and governments weaken when leaders confuse stability with effectiveness. Secondly, the leadership sees as a practical framework for judging leaders, the book organizes its view of leadership around Iacocca's sees curiosity, character courage, conviction, charisma, creativity, communication, competence, common sense, and crisis. This framework gives the book structure and makes its argument memorable because it reduces leadership to identifiable qualities rather than vague inspiration. Each trait points to a different requirement of effective leadership. Curiosity and common sense keep leaders grounded in reality. Character and courage address moral seriousness, and communication and charisma help them persuade others. Competence and creativity matter because leadership must produce results, not just sound impressive. The inclusion of crisis as the most important quality is especially revealing, because it shows that Iacocca values leaders most when conditions are difficult and ordinary habits fail. The list functions as a checklist for evaluating public officials, executives, and other authority figures. Rather than presenting leadership as a mysterious talent, the book argues that it can be judged through visible behaviors and habits that matter in pressure-filled situations. Thirdly, crisis as the true test of leadership among Iacocca's leadership qualities. Crisis receives special emphasis because he believes difficult moments reveal who leaders really are. In calm periods, many people can appear competent, but crisis exposes whether they can decide, communicate, and act without hesitation. This emphasis reflects Iacocca's own experience as a turnaround executive, especially in an industry and economy where delay can be costly. The book implies that leaders are not most important when conditions are easy, but when uncertainty forces them to take responsibility for other people's futures. That is why crisis is not treated as an exception in the book, but as the most revealing setting for leadership itself. The practical implication is that leaders should not wait for perfect conditions before making decisions. They must be able to interpret risk, choose a direction, and maintain trust while circumstances are unstable. Iacocca uses this principle to argue that leadership should be judged by resilience, decisiveness, and the ability to act when others are frozen by fear or indecision. Fourthly, a direct attack on weak leadership in business and public life. The book is notable for its broad criticism of leadership in both corporate and political settings. Iacocca does not restrict his argument to boardrooms or management theory. He uses examples from public life to argue that the same weaknesses appear across institutions. This wide lens gives the book a sharper public dimension than many business titles. Instead of offering neutral advice, he challenges readers to think about national responsibility, civic participation, and the consequences of poor leadership choices. His criticism of contemporary political figures and elite institutions is part of the book's identity, and it contributes to its controversial reception. Some readers may find the tone confrontational, but that directness is intentional. Iacocca wants leadership to be treated as a serious public issue rather than a polished talking point. The result is a book that blends management commentary with civic warning. Its argument is that ineffective leadership is not just an internal business problem. It can affect economic health, democratic trust, and the long-term well-being of ordinary citizens. Lastly, why the book reads as a personal manifesto rather than a neutral leadership guide. Although it is categorized as a business book, Where Have All the Leaders Gone? Reads more like a personal manifesto shaped by Ayakaka's public persona. His voice is blunt, opinionated, and often argumentative, which distinguishes the book from more balanced leadership handbooks. This style is important because the book's credibility depends partly on his identity as a hard-driving executive who once helped rescue Chrysler. The reader is not given detached analysis so much as the judgment of a veteran insider who believes he has seen leadership succeed and fail at the highest levels. That approach has strengths and limits. It gives the book urgency, memorable phrasing, and practical conviction, but it also makes the argument less systematic than a standard business text. The book therefore appeals most to readers who want candid reflection and strong opinions about leadership culture, not a purely academic framework. Its distinctive value lies in that combination of lived experience, public criticism, and moral insistence, which makes it stand apart from softer or more generic leadership books. In conclusion, Where Have All the Leaders Gone? Should be read by business professionals, executives, students of management, and readers interested in civic leadership and public accountability. Is especially useful for people who want a blunt assessment of why leadership fails when pressure rises. The book offers practical value by forcing readers to examine the habits that undermine authority complacency, weak communication, lack of courage, and overconfidence without competence. It also has intellectual value as a cultural document, since it reflects a particular American anxiety about institutional decline and leadership vacancy in the early 21st century. What makes it stand out from many books in the same genre is its tone and position. It is not a calm framework for workplace improvement, nor a purely autobiographical memoir. Instead, it is a forceful, personality-driven critique from someone who believes leadership should be judged by results, responsibility, and the willingness to act in crisis. Readers looking for polished theory may find it uneven, but readers seeking directness, historical perspective, and strong standards for leadership will find it memorable and distinct. If you would like to support Lee Ayakaka, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.